Blog Talk Radio.
Time with Pastor Steph.
Good morning, good morning. Rise and shine. You're on with this due time with Pastor Steph. How are you today? That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. For this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So, where were you yesterday? Not yesterday. Okay, so I'm caught up. Where were you last week? All of last week. I'm so sorry. I'm just getting myself together here. Well, last week was a great week here on this due time with Pastor Steph. And we started off with the due time crew. Relationship woes. Yeah, all the stuff that just brings us down in our relationships. Oh, we talked about the woman who inherited $800,000. Yes, close to $1 million. And she paid off the house, which was very nice and noble of her. And then she put the rest in her bank account. Yes, $500,000 went to her and her alone. Can you imagine if she had $2,800 of debt? Yep, you heard me right. $2,800. I can't even remember the last time I had $2,800 in debt, but she did. The husband had $80,000 in debt, and needless to say, you know, some of that had to be some household expenses and things that he did for the other people in the house. But homegirl was not trying to even give him a cent. Can you imagine that? 35 years of marriage, he says, and not a dime. Well, you hear what the due time crew has to say about that. Well, we also had the husband who spent his evenings while the family was preparing for dinner. He was alone in the bathroom tick-tocking every single day. Yes, that's how it was going down. Every single day he was away, tucked away in the bathroom, tick-tocking, waiting to hear that knock on the door to check on him and, you know, make sure he was okay until she got tired. Yep. And she said, I'm not a knock in the day. And when he came out, dinner had not only been served but had been eaten, packed away in the microwave. Oh, at least she was nice enough to do that much. Well, he was not appreciative of that and was quite upset. How dare he? Yeah. Well, that's what it was like over here on Relationship Woes last week with the Due Time crew as we were shaking the Monday morning blues. Well, you know we can't shake the Monday blues until we get our switch tip for the week, which was realize who you are. Now that's broad. that's quite broad. Realize who you are. Well, you have the Lord who has already told you who you are. Yes, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Yeah. So, you know, you got to have to keep those things intact, in line, prioritize, in order to understand that, listen, there's going to be some things you have to do just because of who you are in the Lord. And there's going to have to be some things that you can't do because of who you are in the Lord, or who you're supposed to be. Ah, all right, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. Did I say that? Yeah, who you're supposed to be. Make sure we keep God as the focus in our life, because you know what? That's the only way you're going to stay in line. And you're going to have to remind yourself. See, when you realize something, that's a reminder. Yeah, you're going to have to keep coming back and going, wait, oh, wait, yeah. Realize who you are. Yeah, and I say that because you're going to get that realization, and then you're going to have to constantly remind yourself. It's not just a realize, and you're going to stay there. Not in this particular case. Not when we're talking about who you really are. Nah, because you're going to have to keep coming back to that. Yes, that's not going to be an easy thing to do. Okay? So let's make sure we realize who we are. Well, we moseyed on down to Tuesday with our Pastor Charlene Beard and our Minister AJ as we talked about it. Our Church Folk Day. Tuesday, let's talk about it. Tuesday is also our Church Folk Day. And we talked about 10 warning signs that you're drifting away from God. And, of course, that pride hit that list. Yep. Pride goes before the fall. I want to remind you, don't forget. All right. Going through the motions of faith. Yeah, pretending like you got faith. And, you know, let's take a pin in that for a minute. You know, I had a conversation with somebody about faith last week, and I said, you know, when are you going to allow faith to step in? And I think I kind of stepped on some toes. Like, well, you know, we have faith, and it's not about not having faith. Let me tell you something. There's having faith, and then there's having faith. There's stepping out on faith. And then there's really stepping out on faith. Yes, yes, yes. There is a gauge on your faith level. Yep. But you can't tell people that. You know, everybody feels like, you know, hey, I got my faith. And, you know, who are you to be the faith monitor? And, yeah, so sometimes it's a little difficult to get that concept of real deep faith. And sometimes, you know, you can't use your faith from 2 years ago. Listen, there are times you can't use your faith from 20 minutes ago. So we'll have to stay up on that one, okay? Well, we also talked about, let's see, false idols. That's one way you can tell that you're drifting away from God, when you got them false idols going on. Yes. And you don't even realize that they're false idols. Yeah. Well. We slipped on into Wow Wednesday. Yep. And we had some good news from Vivian, who our fourth week in a row shared with us that the numbers from COVID is coming down. Now, that's a delight to hear. Because now we should be able to slowly get back into some level of normalcy, and let's keep the masks on as long as you need to. Let's not, you know, be premature about uncovering ourselves, and we'll make sure that the numbers continue to go down. Well, we had the Women of Worship come through with their ways for Christian women to live intentionally. Yes. You know, you just can't haphazardly live godly. No. Everything has to be intentional, such as walking in the Spirit. That's walking in the flesh versus walking in the spirit. Oh, we got that intentional prayer going on. Yes, you can't just wake up every day and throw caution to the wind. You got to go before the Lord and you got to have some conversation, okay? So you got to be intentional in your prayer. And we also talked about being intentional about preaching the gospel. You know, there are times when we can have that, you know, small chitter-chat, but there are other times when God really has taken time to put a word in you, and you're going to have to be intentional about preaching that word. Yeah, you can't be deciding that you want to or you don't want to. You're going to have to know when it's time, and the Spirit of the Lord will definitely indicate that to you, okay? And we're going to continue that conversation this week. So that's the good part about that. We are not finished giving you the intentional life that you need to live, okay? Well, we had Dwayne drop by with his techie talk, and we had our wrap-up, that powerful wrap-up. Why people are a little nervous, you know, what's that faith over fear factor with intentionally living? Oh, we got that from Pastor Charlotte, and we're so happy to have her back with us last week, and she was feeling better. Amen, amen, amen. Well, Thursday, Therapeutic Thursday came around, and man, oh man, oh man, oh man, boy, did we get our laughter on. Well, we talked about them bratty kids. Yes. Well, you know, your parents take care of you. And they may not be exactly the way you want it to be, but they do take care of you. And, you know, those stimulus checks started rolling around. And, you know, a few of us got a little bit beside ourselves. And this teen wanted his check. Yes, he did. Well, the Due Time crew, waited on whether he should get that check or not. Yes, you know, we're dealing with children every day. Every day, every day, every day. And, you know, they can be quite a brat sometimes, you know. And sometimes we make them that way. Sometimes we're to blame. We make them that way. And man, the topics that we came up with the other day, talking about these bratty kids. Yeah. They were a bit much. They were quite a bit much. Yeah, the other kid who got three stimulus checks, and ooh, baby, what do you do with three stimulus checks? Well, he decided to hold on to them, keep them in the bank account, and I guess he's waiting for the IRS to start knocking so he can give it back. Is that what you would have told your kid? I don't know. I wouldn't have told mine that. That's all I know. But that's just me. Well, go back and listen to what the Due Time crew had to say about that storyline, okay? Well, we wrapped up our Friday on a real, really, really great topic. And, you know, are we really protecting our children? You know, we had a story where a dad set up his Facebook page for his 11-year-old and two other children. And I don't know if I want to say it kind of backfired, but it did. Come to find out, she was on other websites that were not healthy or conducive to her lifestyle as an 11-year-old. And boy, did we get that conversation going from the dads. Yes, the men of warfare weighed in, And oh, my, do we get some conversation going on? You know, was that a good thing or was that a bad thing? How else do we possibly throw our children to the wolves? Yes, I said it. How often do we send our children out there when we think we're helping them, and at the end of the day, we're not helping at all? Oh, my goodness. Oh, it can get kind of sticky as a parent. Well, the dad spoke, they had their say, and if I were you, I'd go back and listen. We had a great week here on this due time, and I hope you didn't miss it. But if you did, know that you can always go back and listen, and I would advise you to do so, okay? Well, today is Shaking the Monday Morning Blues. We're back at this already. Yes, we've been shaking the Monday Morning Blues for over a year now. And I'm so glad I get an opportunity to do this with you today. And I hope your weekend went well. But if it didn't, that's what we're here for. We're here to help you get rid of all those bluesy moments and get your start, your week started on a good note. You know, it's always, always good to get started right, because when you do so, everything else kind of falls in line. Okay? So, let me give you this number, 516-387-1358. Again, that number is 516-387-1358, okay? So we want to make sure you call and join the conversation. Oh, we got one for you today, so you might be interested in being a part of it. You can always text 347-285-7777, okay? 347-285-7777 is another way you can get that talk on, okay? So we want to make sure, you know, you get an opportunity to join. Don't say we didn't let you, okay? Well, we're getting ready to take that break. But I got a question for you before. How many of you actually went out and got the pomegranate juice? Yep, we got those 12 reasons. Those 12 fantastic reasons why you should have gone out and gotten that pomegranate juice. Now, a few of us went out and got it, and it is on the pricey side, but when you think about all the medicine that you may not have to buy if you just simply drink the 100% pomegranate juice, that might save you a whole lot of money later. And some health concerns possibly. So listen, you know, you pay it now, you may not have to pay it later, hopefully, or not as much, okay? We're not saying that that's the end all and be all, but listen, when we look at all the things that it does, listen, it's worth that $5, $6, $7, $8. It surely is. Think about it, it's only one cup a day. One cup a day. Okay. Also, did you get that set of sardines? Oh, remember, 2 cans of sardines a week either helps you from getting diabetes or helps to drop your diabetic numbers. Yes, just those 2 things. Look at God, 2 things. Sardines twice a week and a cup of pomegranate juice every day, 8 ounces, that's all you got to have. So hopefully you're able to join the journey, because I tell you, quite a few of us did go out and get it, and I will say it was hard to find, and everybody must be catching up, because why is pomegranate juice so hard to find now? Yeah, at one point I was seeing it all the time. Now, it's not so easy, okay? But keep trying. Keep trying. It's worth it, okay? So, I got another product today that just might pique your interest. So get that pad and paper ready. We're going to do our health tip today. All righty? Okay, well, let's take that break and make sure you do what you need to do to be back with us in 30 seconds.
The outbreak of COVID-19
has affected people across the nation. The rapid numbers and urgency for life-saving healthcare can give a small insight into the difficulties that people living with blood cancer and blood disorders deal with year after year. For many patients, right now, life-saving bone marrow donors are more crucial than ever. So we need your help. By spreading the word and encouraging action today, you are offering hope to all those fighting blood cancers and blood disorders. Visit DKMS.org to join the fight.
Well, good morning, good morning, and good morning to you. Welcome to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph, and we are shaking the Monday morning blues. Yes, we are, and I'm so happy to have you with us today. How was your weekend? I hope it went well. Yes, 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 yes. God has spared us another day. He's waking us up to minister and to be ministered to. So I'll get those pads and pens out. You'll be taking some notes today, or at least you should be, and looking forward to it. Alrighty. So today we're talking about the health benefits of green tea. I love me some green tea. And I don't taint it with any sugar or sweetener. I just drink it just like that. And I've been drinking it more and more, and I've been drinking it cold, like an iced tea. So, and it's good. It's good. It's good to me, at least. So I want to help you get some knowledge of how well this green tea can do your body. All right, ready? One, it improves brain function. They say green tea could help protect the brain against two of the most common brain disorders or neurological disorders, Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. We have just gotten finished talking about Parkinson's as it was Parkinson's Awareness Month in the month of April. Okay. And they say bioactive compounds in the drink may protect neurons and improve the part of the brain responsible for memory. Drinking one or two cups of green tea every day may help keep the brain functioning properly. Whoa. All right. I know I need that one. Helps improve brain function. Okay. All righty. Come on, come on, come on. What are you? All righty. Two. All right. You know what? This one hits the Richter scale for us because green tea lowers the blood sugar levels. Bing, 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 bing. All right. This is this panel and listeners, we're full of diabetics, and they say people with diabetes should drink green tea and discuss the benefits of green tea with their doctor. And they say that the tea leaves could help lower and stabilize blood sugar levels, okay? And that will help to deal with your diabetes, okay? It says green tea can reduce insulin resistance and increase insulin sensitivity to help manage blood sugar spikes. All right now. See if I can, listen, check this out. 2 cans of tuna. I've been drinking the green tea. You start drinking that pomegranate juice. Man, we'll have this diabetes thing taken care of. Whoa. Talk about just simplicity of life. All right. All right. Number 3, the benefits of green tea. It stabilizes cholesterol levels. Yes. It says green tea compounds can block cholesterol absorption in the digestive tract and aid in excretion, effectively lowering low-density lipoprotein. Okay? So your cholesterol will be stabilized as long as you're drinking the green tea on a regular basis. Okay? All righty. What's next? Remember now, I don't know any of this stuff. I only look at the first few things. So I'm just as surprised. Oh, okay now. It encourages oral health. Drinking green tea can lower the chance of cavities and other dental problems. Okay? The components in green tea are considered natural fluorides and kills bacteria in the mouth that causes bad breath, cavities, tooth decay, and gum disease. Drinking one or more cups of green tea every day will reduce the risk of losing your teeth. Oh, my. Keep in mind, however, that adding sweeteners will detract from this benefit. So, in other words, people, drink it naturally. Don't drink it with teas and all of that kind of stuff. I mean, not teas, sugar and sweeteners. Yeah, just deal with it. Stop being a baby. You'll manage. I tell you, it's not bad at all. It's not bad at all. All right, here's number 5. Benefits of green tea. Well, it reduces body weight. Oh, you know some of that. Just hearing that will definitely make a lot of people happy. They say drinking several cups of green tea every day could help facilitate weight loss by slightly reducing body fat percentage and waist circumference. Yeah, for those of us who got that tire waist, start drinking them green teas. Okay, so they say green tea helps to break down fat and burn calories, all right, and can possibly help boost your metabolism, all right? That's 5 great benefits right there already. Oh, come on, Shanties, prevents hair loss. Yes, remember last week we were talking about the benefits of pomegranate juice and why she would drink it, and she said she chose because it helps with hair loss. Well, here's the second thing that we've learned will help with hair loss. Man, come on. This stuff is for free. We're getting this information for free. Come on. Look at God. It says, in addition to the many other benefits of green tea, green tea helps drive away the force behind losing your hair. Okay? And it says that it can stimulate hair cell production and growth. In addition to drinking the tea, some people find washing their hair with freshly brewed cooled green tea can reduce dandruff and dry scalp. Wow. But they say you got to make sure you rinse thoroughly. Okay, rinse well. Whoa, I'm liking this list. All right, the benefits of green tea. Okay, here we go. It fights aging, it says. They say the powerful antioxidants may shield your skin from harmful free radicals. Oh, my goodness. It says the drink may not only fight signs of aging, but also treats skin ailments and promotes longevity. Wow. Oh, here we go. Green tea also helps to fight aging, like poor circulation, nerve damage, and even macular degeneration. Wow. Come on now. When applied topically, green tea may even help counteract sun damage. All right. There we go. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Fights aging. What else? That was number seven. What's number eight? Okay. Here we go. Lowers your blood pressure. Now, look at all the things we've talked about. Lowering blood pressure. Remember, pomegranate juice on that list. Part of that list for the pomegranate juice lowers blood pressure. Listen, after we finish with all of this information, there will be no juices and sodas anywhere in our life, because you're going to be drinking good stuff, healthy stuff, and all the stuff that's going to, you know, listen, the sodas and the juice, that stuff is killing you. Look at what the simplistic things you can drink will help do to your body. Lowers blood pressure. Green tea helps repress the causes of high blood pressure. Okay, it says it's been revealed that those who drink green tea, specifically 1.5 to 2.5 cups a day for an entire year, reduced their chance of high blood pressure significantly. Okay, when in comparison to people who didn't drink green tea. So see, like I said, if you stop drinking that soda and that juice, I mean, how could you even want to drink that stuff? If you've been listening to his Due Time with Pastor Steph for like the last 6 or 7 months, how are you still even drinking soda and juice with all the good stuff that has been coming through here that we can drink? I don't know. I want to get healthy. I don't know about the rest of you. Number nine. Benefits of green tea makes your bones strong. The natural fluoride in green tea does more than aid in dental health. It also contributes to bone density. Wow. Consuming green tea regularly is linked to a lowered risk of osteoporosis and related fractures. The antioxidants in the green tea may help prevent loss of bone density and improve bone building cells. Wow. All righty. What else? Number 10. All right, listen, oh my goodness, it reduces the chance of cancer. Another one on that pomegranate list. So go ahead, spend that. Listen, think about all the money you just spent in soda and juice. Convert that money into spending it on pomegranate juice and green tea, and it will help reduce the chance of cancer. Antioxidants in the green tea are so powerful that they may help lower the chance of cancer. Drinking 4 cups or more a day could help prevent prostate, pancreatic, bladder, and stomach cancers from taking hold. According to some studies, the drink is even effective against progression of breast and lung cancer. And I have a neighbor who shared with me, was it last week or the week before, that she's been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. So, and she's not, I think she's a little above 60. So listen, this stuff is real. So anything that we can do to help reduce these chances, man, I say drink up. It says 4 cups a day. Listen, the best part about green tea is it's a water. It does not interfere with your water drinking. So if you were to substitute a couple of those bottles of water that you drink with green tea, it definitely helps you. All righty? Here we go. 11. Promotes longevity. According to a Japanese study of 40,000 plus adult subjects, people who consumed 5 or more cups of green tea per day were less likely to die within the 11-year testing period. Their risk of stroke and heart disease. Okay, come on. You know, see, we were having too much of a good time. All right, hold on. Let me get rid of this. Okay. The risk of stroke and heart disease specifically was lowered, and this longevity benefit is linked to green tea's ability to prevent plaque buildup. Too much plaque clogs arteries, leading to a greater risk of heart attack or stroke, and that also gets paired to the pomegranate. Wow. Okay, so I'm going to have a little difficulty doing this, but I'm going to try. Let's go backwards. That's the only way I can go right now. The benefits of green tea. It promotes longevity. The benefits of green tea. It reduces the chance of cancer. Let me read those cancers. Prostate, pancreatic, bladder, and stomach cancers, along with slowing the progression of breast and lung cancer. Okay? All right, what else? We have reduces the... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Gave the same thing. All right. Makes bones stronger. Okay? Then it lowers blood pressure. What else we got here? This is not cooperating well. Fights aging. Prevents hair loss. All right, you're going to have to bear with me here because we don't want to act right. All right, that was number 6. Number 5. Reduces body weight. Okay. Let's see. Number 4. Encourages oral health. Number 3. Oh, this is really cutting up here now. It don't want to act right. It don't want to act right. All right, well, I'll give you 3, 2, and 1 in 1 minute. As soon as this wants to behave. 3, stabilizes cholesterol levels. All right, let's see what number 2 is. What happens when you lean on the internet? Wait. All right. Just listen to the music. You'll be entertained. Oh, see, I got my people in the background. It improves brain function. Thank you so much. That was number 1. And number 2, lowers blood sugar levels. Thank you to my peanut gallery in the back who keeps me held down. All right, so number 2, lowers blood sugar levels. And number 1, it improves brain function. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. All righty. I like that. I like that list. Well, again, that list gets partnered with our pomegranate list. And if we drink green tea and pomegranate, we should be doing really well. Okay, well, our story for the day. What are we talking about today? Oh, boy. Well, it's Relationship Monday. So we're talking about relationships today. And we've got one wacky news story. I thought we could keep this show going just on the stupid news stories. Well, it says snacks, and a certain snack I'll come back to, sex acts. Well, a Kentucky woman is charged with abuse of her baby while she video chats with an inmate. Now, I mean, come on, people. Now, you can't even get through the chat with the inmate without being accused of abusing your child. Well, let's see what they're saying. They're saying Jessica, who is 22, was arrested after investigators reviewed multiple video chats between her and her boyfriend, who is an inmate in a detention center. They say during the video calls, she said she couldn't find her marijuana snacks and allegedly suggested that her 18-month-old child had eaten them. Oh, goodness. Well, she showed her boyfriend photos of the child, who appeared to be under the influence and incoherent. All right? And they say during that video call, she allegedly went into the baby's room and performed sex acts on herself in front of the child. And her and her boyfriend had another video call that a couple days later, and she again performed sex acts on herself in front of the child. And she's being charged with sexual abuse involving a victim under 12 and criminal abuse involving a victim under 12. All right? And she is being held on $250,000 bond. On a $250,000 bond. Okay? And they say that the Cabinet for Health and Family Services took custody of the 18-month-old. Now, they say that she's also facing more than a dozen charges in a drug possession and trafficking case. And one of the 16 charges includes endangering the welfare of a minor. This is how we do it. This is what we do. We make our marijuana snacks. We get on the phone and the video. What kind of... Okay, see, there's just too much privilege in jail. Too much privilege going on in the jails for you to be video chatting and you watching her do sex acts. So now the baby does not get the proper care and monitoring, because this is what you're doing. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad she's being charged with all of these charges. And she's going to get what she's due. And I'm happy. So that's what we're doing with relationships these days. We're ignoring our children so we can have video chats with our boyfriends who are in jail. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm just not agreeing with this. Not when you let that... Where was the marijuana snacks that the baby got a hold to? She's only 18 months, so she ain't but so tall. I don't know, maybe I do. Tom Crew has an answer to this. Let's say good morning to our pastor, KL. Maybe he can get us started on some of this stuff here. Good morning, Pastor KL.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you,
How
Pastor?
How are
Steph?
You? I'm doing well.
I would have had a long good morning. However, after I went to the supermarket yesterday and got that pomegranate juice and that that tea, I couldn't afford no food. So I'm just walking on tea and pomegranate juice. So I ain't got no energy right now. I'm on a liquid diet.
Oh, goodness gracious. How much did you find the pomegranate juice for?
I found a little shot glass of a bottle for $5. I'm going to post it on your page. For $5.
Oh, you posted it?
Yes. So I'm going to sip and pass. You know, I want everybody in the house to be healthy, so I'm going to sip and pass.
Oh, my goodness gracious. How many ounces do you remember? Nice cocktail.
It looked like about 8 or 12 ounces. It couldn't be no more than 12 ounces. It might have been 8.
Oh, come on. If it's 8 ounces, that means you're only going to get one drink out of that.
I'm only going to get one sip.
Yeah.
I'm going to make that last for the week.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, it is expensive. You know, it is on the, you know. But like I said, when you think about it, when you're buying that medicine, paying for that medicine, it might be a little cheaper than buying that medicine.
You just scolded us talking about how dare you still be drinking juice and soda. Well, I can get a 3-liter for a dollar.
And you're also going to die sooner, too. So you ain't going to have to worry about spending them dollars too much longer because you're killing yourself. Oh,
well,
my goodness.
At least I have some
gracious.
Money saved for the burial.
You know what? You always got in there. You always got an answer. Always got an answer. But listen, are you a green tea drinker?
No, I'm no tea drinker.
Well, so we're introducing two new things to you, huh?
Yeah, that's hitting my pocket.
Wow.
I'm a singer. I'm a vocalist, and I don't even drink hot tea.
Wow. Well, think about it this way. You can drink green tea cold, drink green tea hot, and, you know, look at all the benefits. And if it gets partnered with that expensive pomegranate juice, you're going to be looking like you might be living for an extra few years there.
Yeah, but I'm going to be honest with you. I think I'm a little too late for that green tea. You talked about it helps with your hair. I don't know if you've seen my pictures lately. But my scalp ain't been dry in a while.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, what would be one of the reasons why you would drink the green tea? You've heard 11 reasons why you would drink green. You should drink green tea. What's one of the reasons why you would?
I mean, because I've lost a sibling, and now another one of my siblings has cancer. That would definitely be a reason why.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
So I mean that, and even with the pomegranate, I've reached out to my sister, who does have breast cancer right now, and I told her about it. So she's excited about it, and she could afford that kind of stuff. You know, she works corrections and stuff like that. If it don't work out, if it's too expensive, she'll pull out her gun. She can get the pomegranate juice. You know, it's okay.
Oh my goodness gracious! Oh. Well, you know, we're going to pray and keep her lifted and, you know, pray that everybody who we're hearing these different, you know, things that can help be beneficial. You know, some of us can catch these things in time. You know, like you said, you know,
right.
Hey, we need to start drinking this stuff and now help to combat or slow down the progression of some of these things. So we're going to keep her lifted in prayer. Thank you so much for joining us. But we want to talk about this this inmate phone call that had you so twisted that your little 18-month-old got to your marijuana snacks. What is that?
Well, first of all, he it must have been like Billy Dee Williams or something in jail, because I don't understand how this guy has this much influence on you. That you can do all kinds of stuff, and he's behind bars. So I mean, I'm just trying to figure out who he was. You know what I mean? That attracted you so much. You know, how much time is he coming out next week? You know what I mean? I mean, he has a lot of influence on you to make you do what you do. You know what I mean? That is totally ridiculous. And then you have an 18-month-old child. Now, is this your child? Is this his child? You know, I mean, that you would be that careless to leave your paraphernalia just hanging around, you know? And like you said, where was it? Because it was only 18 months. Is she walking or is she crawling and you just dropping roaches and all type of stuff on the floor?
Yeah, this is crazy. This is crazy. This is crazy that we would allow ourselves to be so distracted over an inmate having, but wait, you're being charged with performing sexual acts in front of the child twice. So did y'all forget that they were monitoring these video and phone calls? Dodo.
Exactly. And then what my thing was the 18-month-old so frustrated with it that she called herself. You know, I mean, sometimes she couldn't take no more. You know, she wasn't getting her bottle on a regular. You know what I mean? She wasn't getting her snacks on a regular. Hey, the hell with this. I got the call.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. I tell you, it is such a mess. It is such a mess. But we want to thank you so much for, you know, getting this conversation started on this Shaking a Monday Morning Blues Monday. Thank you so much for joining us.
Man. Yes, ma'am.
Where is our Pastor Charlotte? Good morning, Pastor Charlotte.
Good morning, Pastor Steph. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. I am well. How are you?
I'm holding on before I get the coughing. Allergies is horrible.
Okay, I'm good. All right. Well, thank God for that. Thank God for that. So last week you got the tuna and the pomegranate. This week you're getting the green tea list. Do you drink green tea?
Yes. Actually, I do drink green tea, but I do get a spoon of sugar in it, because green tea, you have to acquire that taste.
That's right.
That you do it without it, but it's a taste.
Okay. Well, now that you realize that the sugar is killing the components of the green tea, have you learned something new that the green tea does that will make you drink it even more, and now without that spoonful of sugar?
Well, actually, I've been trying to wean the sugar because I used to do more than one. I'm weaning myself off the sugar, off tea, period. The brain, I need it for the brain because memory and stuff ain't too well. But the one that really stuck out for me was the weight loss. Uh-oh, y'all better watch out.
All right now. That's right. It's going to be doing some damage. We'll be popping out.
Yes.
We'll be having to run. Here comes Pastor Charlotte.
We'll be in a two-piece for the summer. We'll be in a two-piece.
That's right. Shake it, but don't break it. Yeah, Pastor Charlotte. Oh, my goodness gracious. All right. So, Pastor Charlotte, we're talking about this video chat going on and putting the baby in danger because she's eating the marijuana snacks. What you got to say?
That's crazy. I was going to ask you. I thought that they monitored them until you just said that they do. You know, how did they get that far?
Yeah.
You know, to be able to do that. They should have just ran in there, kicked the door open, and took the baby. But while they was in the act. So this way you can't say it wasn't me.
Yeah.
And with
they still can't say.
Mm-hmm.
No, go.
What you was going to say?
Oh. No, I said no. They can't say it.
Right. And then the bad part is he might be on his way out and she's going in. So now what?
Ooh.
How about that? And then on top of that, they won't be able to chat no more, so now he's going to find him a new sweetie.
You know what? See, this is why you're a thug, because you didn't thought this whole thing out. I mean, listen, you done made some valid points here. You giving away the goodies, mm-hmm. and now he sure ain't gonna be taking your phone calls when he's out and you in. So,
exactly.
He's gonna definitely find that new sweetie. Cause see, you didn't just tuned him up so that he wants somebody live now. He ain't gonna want that video chat.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
She's gonna be video chatting on the inside with Big Shirley.
You know what? Thug at its best. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, Pastor Charlotte. We're going to stop your talking right now so you don't get that coughing spell, because we want to hear from you later.
Okay.
Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for joining us. Oh, let's
Thank
say
you.
Good morning to our brother Al. Good morning, brother Al.
Chop of the morning. That's C-H-O-P. O-S-T-H-E-M-O-R-N-I-N-G, period.
Oh, you know what? Is this what happens when you give degrees to people? They start smelling.
Hey,
I
have
can't.
To be educated now. I'm a college man. Now I got to be educated. Morning, chop of the morning.
Can't. Oh, my goodness gracious.
How you doing,
brother
Pastor
Al.
Steph?
I am good. No, now that I got that breakdown, oh no, I am doing much better. Thank you very much. Much better.
That's good.
Didn't know a breakdown
beautiful.
Could do a woman so good. How are you
there
this
you go.
Morning, Brother Al?
I'm doing good. You know my saying, the good Lord tapped me on the shoulder and said, get out. And I said, thank you, Lord, and went on my way.
So you're going on your way this morning with the green teas. Brother Al, do you normally drink green tea?
I'm getting better. I do have green tea because it has, you just named a few. It has unlimited stuff that green tea is good for. But I have a problem with drinking hot drinks. So I'm getting better with it because I'm seeing the benefits of it. But I do have green tea. And
okay.
I do drink it
well,
here and there.
Don't forget, you can drink the green tea like an iced tea as well. You don't have to drink it hot. So you can
always
chill mm-hmm. during the day and drink it. Well, what would be one of the reasons why you would drink green tea now that you've heard so many benefits of it?
Well, I got on a little bit late, and I don't know if you named this one, but my main reason for drinking it is because it supports your digestive health. Like a lot of people don't realize how important it is to keep your digestive system healthy. That's your whole key of your body, being able to digest. So it's great for helping your digestive health. And I don't know if you named that. Like I said, I got on a little bit late when you was going through the list. But that's a main reason why I drink it.
Okay. Well, we didn't speak of that exclusively, but it was a component in one of the 11. So, yes, the digestive health did come up. Thank you so much for introducing that, but not as a whole, not as your digestive health as a target. So that's something else we can take it for. So we got this video chat going on, and the 18-month-old who got the marijuana snack while you were committing a crime of having, you know, this business going on in front of your little girl. What you got to say?
Well, I'll say like we always say, Pastor Steph, come on, people. Really? So now that the baby hungry because the baby didn't got hold to the marijuana, now the baby got the munchies and the baby hungry. And you on video doing some sexual stuff with this dude that's in prison. Like,
yes.
Oh, come on, people.
Yes.
Like, are you serious right now? And they definitely need to take the child away from her. You know, get yourself together. Like,
they did, Brother Al.
Huh?
Take the child from her.
Oh, they took good.
They did. They took the child from her. They're not playing. So, come on, people, is what I say to you. You can't figure out nothing else to do with your time and not endangering the welfare of a child. I tell you. What are we going to do?
What's so funny with these women you know, and not all women, so I don't want anybody calling Pastor Steph saying, that brother, no, not all women. But what's so funny about some of these women, they don't realize that they talk to these guys in prison. They got nothing else to do. So they tell you everything you want to hear. I've known people who married people in prison. Like, are you serious right now? He got nothing else to do. So he sit back and think of the game and tell you everything you want to hear.
Yep. You got that. And we coming back to that, Brother Al. We're going to come back to that. We're going to come back to that. Good point. Good point. We're coming back to that one. Thank you so much for the introduction of that concept. Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Thank you for joining us today. So let's see what our Lady Tamika has to say. Where is she? Let me find her here. Good morning, Tamika.
Monday morning. Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well, thank you. Well, thank you. How are you today?
I am doing awesome. The allergies are not bothering me today, so I'm doing
great. Well, I'm mad at you because they are definitely smacking me all up and down the road. But I'm glad to hear that they're not bothering you. So listen, do you drink green tea, Tamika?
I don't like tea. I don't like tea. You can make it hot, you can make it cold, you can put it on your head, you can put sugar in it, you can put strawberries. I don't like tea.
Wow. Well, you've got 11 reasons why you should like tea. What would be one of the reasons why you may take that sip of tea now?
Because I'm a natural head, and, you know, hair growth is mandatory when your hair is natural, I'll stick with the hair loss.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. So, let's talk about this inmate and Chicky, who were video chatting, and now the baby is suffering because you can't get your priorities together.
Okay, so I'm trying to figure out, first of all, you know, where you're putting your snacks. I mean, you know, what is a child climbing up ladders and going above refrigerators, you know, going downstairs, crawling and sneaking? I mean, a child is a year and a half. What in the world, where are you putting your snacks that cause a child to do that? Then the other thing is, if I heard you clearly, you said that the woman went into the child's room, meaning that they have separate rooms. So that tells me that she has the opportune time to do it in her own room. You decided to go into the child's room and do that. And just thinking back from, you know, college time, I remember we had a payphone outside, and some of the inmates would literally, because as Brother Al said, they had nothing to do, they would call all day, you know, and some of the college girls would answer and talk all day because you don't have anything to do. While she's not in class, she has nothing to do. And now you've, you know, got an alignment. You get her address. You send each other mail back and forth. But I'm trying to figure out, maybe I'm just not knowledgeable about prison, but when are they allowing you to actually use your phone? What, do you have a burner so you can see her? I'm just trying to figure that out. How do you get access to being able to see her? Because normally, you know, numbers are put on the books and you're paying, making phone calls. That's trying to figure out how you got access to be able to visualize what she's doing.
They have a video program there, software that they can go on. Not every prison, not every detention center, but they do have a video component that they can use to do video chats with family. And it's supposed to be, you know, something that's healthy for them to keep them, you know, connected to family and friends, you know, who may be not able to visit or things like that. But as we can see, as always, they always manage to jack it up.
Absolutely.
Always manage to jack it up. So, but, you know, this is something that give them an inch, they take a mile, Tamika.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I did want to ask, I did have something else that I wanted to present, and I didn't know what time you would allot that. What, should I do it now,
yeah,
or should I wait till later?
No. I'm going to finish up, and then we can, you know, talk about that at that time.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you so much for joining us today. Ah, let's get our last, but definitely not least, Due Time Crew on. Let's go. Minister AJ, good morning. Good morning, Ms. AJ. Well, we know you're doing well. Now, if you can hold out that good that long, thank you so much for blessing us with that presentation. Thank you. See, when you see your brother down, you know, help to pick your brother up. So thank you so much, Minister AJ. Thank you so much. Okay, listen. The green tea factor is the conversation for this morning. And we gave 11 reasons why you should drink that green tea. Do you drink green tea?
Yes, I've been drinking it at work. I've been drinking it. Yes,
okay,
ma'am. No sugar.
So what did
no
you learn?
Honey.
Good. Huh? That's right. No sugar, no honey. So what have you? What's another reason why you'll drink green tea now? Let's put it that way.
Well, the fact that it cleans out your arteries, you know. The fact that I thought my arteries was clogged the other day and I was holding my chest, but it was more like anxiety. So I will be drinking green tea. Along with my sardines and my pomegranate juice. Yeah.
That's right. Think about it. The pairing up of these things, actually you're layering these benefits. You're laying the benefit of the cancer risk. You're laying the benefit of low sugar levels. You're layering the benefit of low, high blood pressure, you know, low pressure instead of high blood pressure. Man, we got some stuff going on here. So let's talk about this love that's taking place over the video chat. And now the 18-month-old is no longer in her house with her mom anymore.
Yeah, and first of all, I don't think that baby ate those snacks. You know how many times I've eaten my own snacks and been looking around like somebody else was in the house with me? And that's sober. So I can only imagine if she ate the snacks and she was high. I don't think the baby ate those snacks. And I think this woman forgot that, you know, she was in a one-bedroom apartment because she was so high. And at the baby's room and her room is the same room. So that's what
you
I'm
know
going
what?
To this morning. And I think it's quite crazy that you would even be doing something like that. I agree with Pastor KL. You know, he's locked up, and you doing this for a man who's in jail. And then Pastor Charlene took my other statement that, you know, he's probably going to come out, and you're going to be going in. This has got to be crazy, man. This is crazy. But I think this is what happens when you have kids raising kids.
Ah, a point. Well, listen, let me go back and address something you said. It says in the article that she showed her boyfriend photos of the child who appeared to be under the influence and incoherent. And the two laughed at the photos. Yeah, so this is the kind of stuff we're doing. So the baby didn't eat something. That's why she thought that the baby ate the thing, because now you looking at pictures, well, she didn't took a picture of the baby, who looks like the baby's incoherent. Why would you need to laugh at something like that? Why is that funny?
I don't know. Maybe they got some late stuff over there, you know, some stuff out of, you know, somebody's backyard. Somebody went picking in somebody's backyard. Yeah, they got some of that good stuff.
Yeah. Get out of the baby. So, listen.
Oh, my goodness.
From not eating, that it, the baby look high. I mean, if you on video chat and you get high, I don't know when time you get. When do you have time to feed the baby?
Well,
we
that's
don't know
the
what
point.
This baby ate.
And
know
that's
what
the point.
Yeah.
And that's the point. And this is why she's taken out of the house. Because you don't know.
Yeah.
Think about all the things you can fill in that you don't know what and fill in the blank. And that's what the authorities are saying. You don't know what. Uh-huh. We don't know what. So she now no longer, she got that video check, but she don't have a baby. Thank you so much. Minister AJ, for joining us. I'm going to shift this conversation today to inmate love. Shucks. Now, Brother Allen got something started and got my brain flowing, you know, because Pastor Charlene said something and Pastor KL said something and then Brother Al said something. And, you know, we're talking about, or we're going to talk about, this inmate love. You know, what is going on that, you know, now you've got the negligence of a child being the subsequent effect of this diverted attention to someone in jail. Pastor KL, let's start off with you. You know, some of these women, they meet these men who go to jail. And what do you think about that kind of relationship?
I think it's totally toxic. I mean, first of all, you know, I've heard women tell them, don't worry, baby, I'm going to do time with you. Now, that to me is the stupidest thing in the world. You in jail, and I'm out here, but I'm going to put myself in mental jail to do time with you. You know, I mean, I still got to live. I still got to survive. You did these things, you made these choices, and you knew behind these choices that there was a possibility that your behind would be locked up in jail. Now, I understand there are some folks who, I didn't do it. It wasn't me. You know what I mean? And if that be the case, yeah, I'm going to stand behind you. But if I know you were slinging weed and crack and all this other stuff, I knew there was a possibility. The problem is that because we supported it back then and we was reaping all the benefits, now we're guilty in, or we've been put in a guilty position where we need to stand by you because when I was out, you know, you didn't have to work for nothing. You didn't have to do nothing. So now, you know, we feel guilty. Listen, it ain't
anyone's
guilt in the world for me, because even if I have a child by you, you can't pay me child support. You can't help me. You can't tell your child goodnight. You can't teach your child how to be a man or give him daddy's love for the girl. I got to move on now. I can't do time with you. I didn't do that. So that's my thing.
Okay. Pastor Charlene, we're talking about, you know, you're seeing somebody and they go away to jail. What's your position?
Well, if you go to jail and you did it, I ain't waiting. That's just me. But for one that will wait, and because I do know some people who do date the inmate that went to jail, and they told them that they are going to stay and wait for them. And I said to them, I'm not really understanding why, if he's going to be there for 25 and more years, what are you waiting for? But, you know, they get on the phone, they call them. And I had a girlfriend that worked there, and she will always tell me, like, some stories and how the women will come, you know, to do the visit. And, you know, they got their little fog on going, and then when they leave, that they turn, you know, they become one of the guy's women. They put on the lip thing and all of that, and she's waiting for him.
So I've always told them, you know, tell them that story. You know, you don't know what's going on the inside while you on the outside waiting and not, you know, and your life has become stopped. Just like Pastor KL said, who's taking care of the kids? You know, you're on your own. So by the time you sit and waiting for him, when he come out, how do you know he wants to still be with you? How do you know that?
Okay, okay. Good points, good points. Come on, Brother Al. You know, we're talking, keep it focused, because I got some other questions I want to throw out. So we got, you want to date somebody who now goes to jail. What's your thought?
Well, I know a few people who've done that, and from just watching how they react, they've been hurt in life by guys. They want to hear certain things that guys haven't told them. So they are talked to these guys in prison. And like I said, they got nothing but time on their hands. So they tell you everything that you want to hear. And they fall for it. You know, it's so funny because I have a friend that did that, and she tried to justify, and I'm sitting there looking at her. Now, what she did was she went to the prison with her friend. Her friend boyfriend was in prison and said, yo, come with me. She went with him. The guy spotted her and told her boyfriend to tell her that she liked her. She got in contact with the guy. He told her everything she needed to hear, and then she married him. So when I asked her, I said, but what made you marry him? Then see, people kill me this. Well, you know, God laid it on my heart. I stopped it right there. No, he didn't. Don't you drown the Lord. No, he didn't. Now, you know, now check this out, Pastor. The crazy thing. Now, why the dude been in prison? He been in prison, I think he had about 15 or 20 years. As he been in prison, Pastor Steph, he been married 3 times. You're number 4. So the Lord sent you only to prison to marry him. I said, don't you put the Lord in that? No, he didn't. Oh, no, he didn't tell you to do that. That's what you wanted to do, because he told you everything that you wanted to hear. And then when he got out, he divorced her.
Wow. So how did she know he was married 3 previous times?
Because he told her. He didn't lie to her. He told her. Hey, listen, I've been married before and things didn't work out. You know, I tried to do my best. I know I made a mistake, and you know, they didn't have my back like they said they would, and it's hard for me to find somebody to have my back. You know, he ran the game on her just like that. You know, I'm trying to do my best. I get out, I got big plans, and these women just didn't have my back, so I had to break it off. And she, all crazy stuff went in there. Well, you ain't got to worry about me, I got your back.
Oh, my goodness. Whew. All right. Shati says the relationship is over once that gavel goes down. She ain't waiting. All righty now. Come on, Tamika. We're talking about dating that guy who's in jail, who goes to jail. That was the initial question.
Okay. No. You know, I have family members, you know, friends that, you know, have gone through the system. And people don't realize, but all of that is quite difficult, you know, just going to a facility, the process of going in to see the relative and, you know, doing it once or twice, you know, a couple of times during the year is one thing. But, you know, you're in a relationship, so you want to see each other on a regular. So that means you got to go through this process, you know, and sometimes you'll get there, and if there's a fight before you get there, you don't get a text message or somebody tell you. You've traveled all that distance to get there only to find out that you can't see your loved one. The being in bond with a person, I can't even touch you across the table. If I want to touch your hands, I can't do that because, you know, certain things, there are certain protocols that I can't do. I just don't understand how, you know, you can engage. I mean, for those that do it, I applaud you. However, for me specifically, no. It's ending before it started. I can't.
Okay. Brother, Minister AJ. Mr. Agent, what's your take? You know, you done dated somebody, and now she goes to jail. What you doing?
I am saying a word of prayer for her and hoping she is all right sitting next to Big Shirley. Because I don't even want to try to see the local crazy. I deal with enough locally in Judea and most of so ain't no way in the world I'm driving to Samaria or the utmost parts of the world to deal with more crazy than me. The devil is a liar. But thank God that I've got good Christian friends.
Big props to Big Cheryl.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I'm going to give this a little twist. So, Pastor KL, your wife goes to jail. What say you?
What she do?
You pick it. You pick what she did. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna pick two things. One thing that you would do, do the bid with her, and another one where you absolutely would not do the bid with her, but she's still your wife.
Do I get a chance to divorce before the gavel go down?
Listen, this is your scenario. All I know is she's your wife. Your scenario.
Okay. That's kind of hard. I mean, if you didn't do the do, I'm going to ride with you for a year.
No, she's guilty. She's guilty. The gavel has come down. She's guilty. She's got to do the time. Yeah. We ain't talking about nobody innocent. She's guilty. But she's your wife.
Okay, well, I love you, but I ain't going to be no fool. You know, choose ye this day who you will serve.
Here you go with the Bible verses again.
I gotta say the book, man. You know, I mean, if you're guilty, I love you, but I'm gonna have to love you from afar. You know, I'm gonna be hurt. You know, the first 6 months to a year, even 2 years. So I'll send you a couple of letters. You know what I mean? But and one of those letters is going to be a divorce note that I need you to sign and send back. You know, and then if I'm free when you get out, we can try it again. But, I can't be locked up with you. Not if you're guilty.
Wow. Okay.
I ain't going to be able to do it, babe.
So there's nothing... There's nothing that would make you do this bid with her, your wife?
I'm already old. I'm already old. You do it 25 years. I'm already old. You understand what I'm saying? I'm already about seasoned years. So you want me to do a bid with you for 25 years? When you come out, I might be dead. You know, was it worth your wait? You know what I mean? They're not even going to let you out for my funeral. You know, I don't know. And then, you know, don't let your good be evil spoken of. So 25 years I ain't going to be with you, my woman. And then they go, oh, Pastor, I know he got a side piece. No, I don't need all that. I don't need that. I don't need that in my life. Now I'm going to be guilty. I don't want to be guilty.
All righty now. Thank you so much, Pastor KL. Pastor Charlotte, it's your husband. Are you doing this bit? Is there a scenario where he's guilty? Let's listen. We ain't talking about he may not be. No, he's guilty of anything. Now, is there something that you would say, okay, or is it some? Or are you going to be like Pastor KL and say, absolutely not?
The only thing that I could think of that would make me stay there is because he was protecting the family. And someone came in and he shot them.
Okay.
That would be my only, anything out of that, no. But I was there, I saw, I know. That would be the only thing that I can think of that I would truly say that I will still stick with him. Now, how long he got? Now, that's going to be another issue, though.
This is your scenario. Okay, so he's going to do, he's got 5 years. Are you going to do that time?
Oh, I can do five. I can do five. But I'm not bringing,
okay.
I put money in your commissary. I come and visit every now and then. But I'm not bringing your friends nothing. I'm not doing all that. No, I ain't doing all that.
Pastor Shaw said, I'm not bringing your friends nothing. Oh, my goodness gracious. You know, you and Pastor KL have taken this thing into a whole different hemisphere. I hadn't even considered. Oh, my goodness. I ain't even thought about the friends. But let Elder
that, right?
know that you ain't bringing the friends, the friends nothing. You can forget that. Oh, my goodness. We got a comment from the listener, and I will be coming to you, Shantice, for that comment, because only you can deliver these comments the way they need to be delivered. So, Pastor Charlotte, he's doing 25.
Oh,
what
now
you doing?
You done boosted up?
No, I said, we remember now. We're going from little to a lot.
Oh. 25? I still living this too. 25 years, how old I'll be.
Listen to her voice.
We're going to have to do the chat because I be too old then. We're going to have to do the chat. With my clothes on. With my clothes on.
Spoken like a true thug.
Not in no bedroom. Not in no bedroom. I'll be outside on the porch.
Be in the church house.
With your tambourine? Oh, my gosh. I
with
can't.
My tambourine in the Bible.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Pastor Charlotte. Oh, my gosh. All right, Brother Al, you
okay.
know this is your wife, and she's guilty of whatever it is. What are we doing here?
The weed
are
in
we
the backyard.
Sticking it out?
Well, I'm preparing myself now because I already gave her a warning to get rid of that stuff in the backyard, so I'm kind of preparing myself now. She's guilty. She's guilty. And like you said, you start off small first. She got about 5 years. I don't know. That's going to be rough because, I mean, I'm like, I love you, but why you go out there and do what you did? You know, you got 5 years. I'll try. Okay, you got a little bit of time. I'm going to try. I'm going to try. Now, especially, I've been warning you. I've been telling Tamika for years to get rid of that stuff, and she don't listen. So, you know, I'm going to try.
Oh,
can't make no promises, but I'm going to try.
All right. So, is the 25 years completely out of the question now?
Yeah, 25 years completely out of the question. We'll stay in contact. We'll be pen pals. You know, I write you and so often let you know how you're doing. Look, Pastor, send some pictures to you with me and my new family, and you know, we're doing well. this could have been you, but no, you want to do the opposite. So, you know, this is my new wife now and my children. And thanks for signing the divorce papers. I appreciate you. You know, you need anything, I hit you up.
Oh, my gosh. I can't with you people.
Just saying.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Pastor Steph.
Yes?
Hey, Pastor Steph, when she come out, now she going to do murder.
Look, when she get out, she ain't going to know where I live, though. I'm going to move and be anonymous.
Oh, you gonna have to. If you send the pictures of the wife and kids, you gonna have to. Oh my gosh. Tamika,
you got 25 years to plot.
Oh, that's right. That's right. She coming for you and that wife and family. Oh
yeah,
my goodness. Tamika, what are we doing here? You know, you're married now. You know, before it was, you know, you were dating. Now you're married. What are you doing?
Okay, first of all, I want some clarity. The weeds that I have in the backyard are the kind that you choke, not the kind that you smoke. So I just want to make that clear. That's number one. We just got weeds that destroy flowers. That's all that we have.
back in my day, I used to choke on some good weed too, boy.
I just choked myself, so I understand.
Oh gosh. But with regard to the, if we're talking about 5 years, for something, you know, sensible, you know, like you just walking into a store and just stealing something and you got 5 years, or you doing something really, really dumb, I'm not standing by you. I have to be realistic. We're talking 25 years. Woo! That's 2.5 decades. Like, I'm just supposed to, you know, tick-tock. You know, I'm looking at my hair growing, you know, gray and other things changing. Woo! The likelihood of me standing by is very, it would have to take God himself, because I can't visualize it today. I just can't. 25 is a really long time to ask anybody. And for those who have done it and conquered it, you know, kudos to you and, you know, thank God. But it takes more than the average strength to do so.
Okay. Ah, thank you. Minister AJ, what you got?
Nah, we not doing no good. At all, period. Not no 5, not no 12, not no 25. You know, I can pick at 25 years, I can find another 2 wives, and I'm joking. But all just five, we're not doing
Oh, my goodness. Flat out, huh?
No bids. Yeah, just flat out. We're not doing no bids, you know.
Okay.
You're not going to come going in with a set of spirits and then come out with 7-ball, 14-ball, 21-ball. We're not doing that. Whatever you did to get yourself in there, is to figure out how to get yourself out. We're not doing no good. Should have been in church with it. Should have been in the church house.
All righty. Thank you so much. We're going to add this listener in. Listener comment. Good morning, Shantice.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. How's everyone?
Good, thank you. Good. What you got over there from
all
the
right.
listeners?
A listener just sent in. I was a dummy, waited and visited him and Rikers. It was about 2 to 3 years, put money in his account. And when he got out, he didn't want to be bothered with me. So when he went back in about a year and a half, I didn't know him. Oh, sorry. I forgot. He goes both ways. Remember that record, Somebody Is Beating My Time, Another Man Is Loving Mine.
Oh.
I was so stupid back then for love.
Oh.
That's why I was mad at my dad, because he wasn't around.
Whoa. I tell you, you get the transparency here on this due time with Pastor Steph. Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, maybe you could take a lesson. Listeners, you can take a lesson from that one. Shantice, what's your verdict?
As soon as that gavel goes down, that is the end of the relationship. So 9 times out of 10, you didn't do something that I done told you not to do. So I don't have to coach you anymore. You don't want to listen. I'm not waiting for nobody. You know how hard it is? I have to wait. God says to wait out here. Now I got to wait for you in it. Nah. I'm all right. It's been enough waiting.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, listener. Yeah. And thank the Due Time crew for all of your comments. It made love. That's what we're talking about today. Thank you so much. Have a blessed one.
You too. You too.
You all well. Do the same.
Thank you. You
too.
Thank you.
Pastor Shaw, stay out of prison.
You know
what?
He said? He said, Pastor Charlotte, stay out of prison.
Doing my best.
Enjoy your day, Pastor Charlotte. I can't. You see what happens when you leave somebody's mic on just a little too long? This is what they say. Oh my goodness! We have been shaking the Monday morning blues here today. You know, we were going to talk about something else, but since our news took us into another direction and our brother Al started introducing some stuff, yes, we changed it to Inmate Love. Would you stick around? Oh, okay. Well, we heard what the Due Time Crew would do. What would you do? Now, there's a specific difference between. You know, this being your dating partner, relationship partner, then it being your wife or your husband. Oh, we heard what they think about that as well. So I guess you're going to have to pray over that one. Oh, we're going to go and we're going to wrap up this morning with our switch tip. Good morning again, Shantice.
Good morning.
Oh, what you got for us today?
Okay, so today I got the switch with Shantice, where we make the switch from the street to our godly feet. And it's so easy to be there for other people. It's so easy to support other people. So easy to encourage and motivate other people. And this is what we're supposed to do as Christians. Philippians 2:1 in the Message version reads, if you've gotten anything at all out of following Christ, if his love has made any difference in your life, if being in the community of the Spirit means anything to you, if you have a heart, if you care, go down to verse 3, don't push your way to the front, don't sweet talk your way to the top, put yourself aside and help others get ahead. And I remember referencing verse 3 back with switch tip 4, when you're talking about respecting the ones that you came up with. And it's really easy to do this, especially with God telling you, you know, make sure you put yourself to the side so that you can help and esteem others. At the same time, if you do that too much or so much to where you're not neglecting being there for yourself, it becomes a big problem. So our switch tip 55 is show up for you. Be able to show up for others. For me, I have proven to myself that I can be there for other people. If you're someone I care about, if you're doing something, I'm here to show you support. If I have to show you the support physically, if I'm able to support you financially, if I'm able to do whatever I need to do for you to be there, help drive you around, help jump in a costume, help to be your assistant, whatever it is I can do, I'm there, especially if you're working from the ground up. I grew up watching that. I love to see that I'm there. But then when it comes to me and the things that I would like to do, I'm shaky. I don't have that level of encouragement. I don't have that level of motivation. I don't have that level of, you know, just showing up for myself. And it's like, okay, God, I'm seeing this, like, this is a serious problem. And when I started looking at how I'm always there for other people, it was like, well, wait a minute. Why can't I show up for me like I can show up for them? And again, when you focus too much on helping others and you're lacking in focusing on being there for yourself, it will burn you out. And I came across Mark 12:31 in the Message version, and it reads, and here is the second. Love others as well as you love yourself. There is no other commandment that ranks with these. Now, if I'm supposed to love my neighbor as myself and be there for my neighbor as I'm there for myself, after a while, I'm going to start flaking on you because it is like, all right, wait. I'm here for you. You need to talk. I'm here. You need to be there. I'm there. And that's like my goal. Yes. I'm supposed to do that. That's where humility comes in. You know, you You put yourself down so you can put others up. Yes. But if I'm not loving me good, then how am I going to love you good? And I have to make sure that I have that balance. And a lot of times the balance isn't properly taught, even in church. You know, you either get to be selfish or you get to get all about you and focus on your neighbor. And no. We have to make sure God does not want us. That's why he says love your neighbor as you love yourself. And that's why we see a lot of people shoot us right, because they don't shoot themselves right. We have to make sure that we have this balance. What are the things that you like to do? What are the things that God told you he needs you to do? What is it? You have to learn how to motivate yourself in him first. You cannot wait for others to do it for you. The only one you should be relying on to do that for you is God and Jesus. Outside of that, you have to make sure that you're your number one fan, your number one charity. You cannot be all of that to someone else and not be that for you. So we have to make sure that we're making the conscious decision to make sure that we're not so motivated in helping others that we neglect ourselves. So we have to make sure that as much as we would love to show up for others, we show up for ourselves. Thank you, Pastor Steph.
Ah, thank you, Shantice. We sure appreciate your switch tip. Have a blessed day.
You too.
Thank you. All righty. Well, we are at the close of our morning. And, you know, we always like to let our people know, our listeners know, our dedicated few know that we appreciate them. So in doing so, we have a presentation. Good morning again, Tamika.
Good morning. Just had something really simple that I'd like to present. Just give me one moment. I'm ready. Whenever do times on, day or night, you're a number we count on. We dedicate this song for you. In the morning when we wake up, before some put on their makeup, oh my, we dedicate this song for you. Whether laughter, truth, or cry, we know that you are standing by. Auntie Bren, this song for you. We love you, we thank you for never missing a day. You're listening and for who you are. We pray that today our God bless you with laughter and sunshine and pleasant seeds evermore. We know that we're blessed simply because of you, my God. We thank God for you. My lovely, we can't say how much we appreciate your dedication and truth. Happy birthday to you, sweet Auntie Bren. Happy birthday to you, sweet Auntie Bren. Happy birthday, baby, sweet Auntie Bren from the Due Time Guru. Sweet Auntie Bren, happy birthday to you, sweet Auntie Bren. Happy birthday to you. Woo!
Happy birthday, Auntie Brenda. Yes, you know, I'll talk about that set. Auntie Brenda, Auntie Pam, and Mama Ernie, who's always on from day one. Tamika, that was fantastic. Boy, do we get a wonderful, you and Pastor Kale do such a fantastic job in our presentations, in our songs. Thank you so much. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so very much.
And that she loves it.
Oh, I'm sure she did. I'm sure she did. Thank you so much. Auntie Brenda, we love you. We give God thanks for you. And again, we, the Due Time crew, thank you so much for your support and your encouragement. You know, when we always say we can't do it without you listeners. And it's not easy to be on every day. Not easy to be on every day. And we give God thanks for all of you who support us. And we pray that you have a blessed day, Auntie Brenda. All righty. I was all into the song. Well, we got our time to hold hands and hold hearts together. We still got some time that we don't even have to read a benediction today. We got time to pray. Shaking the Monday morning blues together. Heavenly Father, we come before you, God, and we say thank you. Thank you because you are such an awesome wonder. Regardless of whether we deserve it or not, we give you thanks, dear God, because you do it anyway. A few weeks ago, we talked about how you just say yes anyway. You just do it anyway. Even when we don't do what we're supposed to do, you're always standing by. You're always throwing out that safety net. You're always throwing out that lifeline. And we can't say thank you enough, Lord. We're going to thank you, God, for Auntie Brenda's birthday. Thank you for sparing her another year. And, Lord, it may not be filled with, you know, the days 35 years ago, but we thank you for even wherever her health just is sitting right now because she's still with us. Thank you, God, for the support and the determination to support and show us love, God, by just being there every morning for us. We could not do it without your people. We thank you so much for all of the listeners who just tune in each and every opportunity they get, God, that show us support, that show us love, that they don't even realize what they do for us. You know, we minister, and we don't know who we're ministering to. Moment by moment, day by day, week by week, we have no clue. But we thank you, God, because you send whomever you send when you choose to send them. And I pray every day before we start, God, that we would decrease so that you would increase and we would make your words the first words that come out of our mouths before even what we would want to do or what we think we should do, but that we give your people you first before we give them us. So we want to thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for just keeping us in good health. We thank you, God, for, you know, Pastor KL and Tamika, God, who whenever we just touch on them to, you know, sing and make a presentation, God, that they get that gift and they give it back to you, the Heavenly Father. Your people, giving it to your people is giving it to you. Thank you so much for just endowing us with so many gifts. We can't even count them. We thank you, God, for just reinventing us over and over and over again, just allowing us to see things in us and find things in us that we didn't even think we could do. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for loving us in a special way. Thank you, God, for just waking us up every day and investing in us. You didn't have to do it. There are so many people out here who still don't know who you are. And, Lord, you have started with us, introducing yourself to us so that we can do that job here on earth for you, to introduce you to people who've never heard of you before. And I continuously pray, God, that we just do it on your level, that not even our level is good enough, but that we increase to do it in a perfected manner so that you are pleased with our work. We pray to Heavenly Father for every listener, that they would tune in and they would get a blessing that they never even thought that they would get, and that they would want to come back because they just don't know how they're going to be blessed the next day, that when they get down and they don't have an answer for something, or they may even be bored in their mind, in their world, that they would turn on this due time with Pastor Steph, because there's always a message in the episode. So we thank you. We thank you for helping us shake that Monday morning blues. God, that somebody didn't have a good weekend. Somebody, it just didn't go the way they thought it would go. It didn't go the way they thought it should go. And they were angry or disappointed, sad, confused. We thank you for us being able to lift someone's spirits, to put a smile on their face, to make them laugh. Thank you. Thank you for shaking any blues we may have so that we can do your work. And we will not stop giving you the praise, the glory and honor that you are so due. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. You know, we have so much to be grateful for. We have so much to think about from day to day. You know, these days are going by fast, and it's, you know, sometimes it's just uneventful, and sometimes stuff is going on so quickly you can't even get your thoughts together because the world is just spinning. And we thank God. Oh, okay, so we have, thank you, Pastor Steph, Tamika, Sing It, and the Due Time Crew. I am overwhelmed. May God continue to bless you all, Auntie Brenda. Oh, you're more than welcome, Auntie Brenda. We give God thanks that we could bless you. We could bless you. And we're giving God thanks that, you know, each and every day, it's a new day. You know, you just can't beat God-given. You just can't beat, the song says, you just can't beat God-given. And it's true. It's very true. You don't even know the stuff that God is giving us day in and day out. You know, today we talked about inmate love. We just stick around. And, you know, I definitely understand, you know, how everybody's feeling. You know, it's definitely a person by person, case by case thing. And somebody said something, and I can't even think of who said it, but listen out for the Lord. I think all the time, you know, Shantice and I always have this conversation when she talks about I can't, and I always say to her, if God cut us off the way we cut people off, and like I said, I'm not criticizing anybody for not wanting to wait. That is not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, you know, because a lot of times people do a lot of stupid stuff, and it's like, okay, now I'm going to tie up my life because you decided to do something dumb, or you couldn't wait, or you made a bad decision. Yeah, it gets like that. It definitely gets like that. But we're talking about God waiting on us. And, you know, in the prayer, as much as I pray, I always thank God for his investing in us. And I would pray that, you know, if somebody, you know, we were dating somebody and they went away, or if you're married to somebody and they ended up going away, that the investment that was made would be pleasing in God's sight. You know, maybe that was the season that you would be with them. We don't know. But the question is, did you do what you were supposed to do during the time you were with them? That's the question. Did we invest the time properly while we were with them? And when they are away, that something that you gave them, they could hold on to. Because maybe that's all it was supposed to, you know, that's all that was supposed to happen. God knew that they would go away, and you were a part of their life for whatever amount of time, and now they're off. And you're not supposed to wait. That's why I can't criticize anybody for saying they won't wait. But make sure you do what God has given you to do in one another's life. Think about that. Are we who we're supposed to be in someone's life? You know, we always like to say, oh, you know, everybody comes in our life for a reason and a season. Everybody's not meant to stay. You can't always take people with you. And that's all true. Absolutely. But the question is, while they were with you, did the job get done that God wanted you to do? So here's what we're going to do today. As of today, we're going to make everybody who comes into our life, we're going to do exactly what God requires us to do and needs us to do in that person's life. We're not going to dictate, you know, how long what it is. I'm only supposed to be here for this. I'm only supposed to be here for that. Inquire and ask God, is that my job? You know, sometimes we are in people's life and, you know, look at the case we talked about this morning. Look at the news. You had a job to do for your child and you got sidetracked and now your baby's not even with you. And we don't know who this guy is. Is he even going to be with you later on? You know, quite a few of the Due Time crew members said, oh, he's going to be gone. You're going to be going in and he's going to be coming out. And you better believe they will not give you the time that you gave them. They will not give you the time that you gave to them. And remember, he doesn't have that big of a sacrifice. You just sacrificed your child. You thought it was funny and it was a joke to look at the child incoherent, 18 months old, and that's something to laugh at. Let's make sure. You know, she blew her chance. She blew her chance. Let's put it like that. Because you don't have to be a saved individual. You don't have to be a believer to be a blessing in someone's life. How many people have blessed you who didn't even know the Lord? So that's not a requirement of the people who don't know God. But for those of us who know God, oh, you better believe that that's a requirement. We are to be a blessing in everybody's life that God sends our way. You want to make sure, I don't care if it's for 15 days, make sure those 15 days have been beneficial, targeted, and exactly what God wanted you to do. Ask God. Let's start inquiring a little bit more. God, what am I supposed to do for these people today? So today we were supposed to make someone's birthday just a little bit brighter. Something that she would not have gotten had she not listened to his Due Time with Pastor Steph. Somebody may have sung to her. Absolutely. I'm not saying she wouldn't have gotten a song, but she wouldn't have gotten Tamika's personalized song. That was a Dionne Warwick song. And interestingly enough, a song where Dionne Warwick was big in Auntie Brenda's time. So, you know, perfect. Perfect. I say a little prayer for you, converted and customized for me. Only that can happen and could have happened here. So we want to make sure that every opportunity we get, we bless people and we make sure that we are doing what God has called us to do. And I just called her last night and asked her to do that, and she rewrote the whole song. So, you know, I thank her and I thank, you know, my Due Time crew, because we always talk about that here. They always come through for me. I don't care what I ask. If they can, they never tell me no. So make sure you don't tell God no either, and that God understands that you're on board to do exactly what it is he wants you to do with his people. You've been listening to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. where we discuss matters of the heart, mind, and spirit. As you go through your day, be sure to set your mind on things that are above, not on the things that are on the earth. They will only serve as a distraction. Remember, prayer changes things. It's Pastor Steph signing off, and I want to thank my Due Time crew, as always, for coming through and giving us some stuff to think about today. Yep, as always, they're thinking, so they're giving you something to think about. I want to thank you for listening and hanging out with us. Just one more Shaking the Monday Blues Monday. And I implore you to choose God as your personal Savior today, because later may not be promised to you. Until tomorrow, God spares, I love you.